Tower, CBA Mobile.
This is 0TR. Stay there.
Doing time.
Good, we just come in getting ready to eat some dinner here in a little bit. I think hamburger's on the menu tonight. We've been to Spartanburg and Sam's and Costco's again. Sam's for the daughter. She was interested in their fireworks. And no joy there, so they have some nice ones. That's not what they wanted. They're into the bigger stuff. And then Bernice wanted to stop by Costco again for, they had a sale starting today. And it looks like the storms are moving in here later.
The radar shows that grain all over where the sports club is, but they said the sun was shining over there, so I got a 4:30 game, so I'm headed that way.
Here's your tip of the day. That ain't the brightest thing you ever done.
What happens is, about the time you get there, it starts raining. Or about the time you get on the court, open a can of new balls and hit them a couple of times, it starts raining, so at least that's been my experience here lately, so. But I've got to head over there, because if it doesn't rain, then these three other guys are going to be a little upset.
Just brought the radar up, and it's mostly green in the area clear over to Eastley. There is a small cell. Let me zoom in on it. It looks like it's down around Lawrence Road in GMU, which is the downtown airport, but it's very light, if anything.
Well, I meant rain, but I guess it does. Or at least not all the time. So, but anyway, looks pretty cloudy over that way to me, but I'm not there yet.
Roger. Well, real light green can be virga, they call it, and it's precipitation is not hitting the ground. And then as it gets darker, of course, well, and then changes to the other colors. The only place I see really dark ones is up by Traveler's Rest, which is just slightly west of us north, and then straight north of Robinson Lake. Oh, not too far, and we're just below Robinson Lake there, so I haven't put it in motion yet. I can track it here in a little while. That's where the real dark clouds are, because I was out, or we were out, and was feeding the chickens. It looks like it's going to the southeast, so it'll be through here in a little while if it doesn't dissipate.
What I was looking at, it looked like it was going northeast, but but looking over that way, I'm going down Edwards Road. It doesn't look too bad.
Well, I changed the mic cable on my truck radio, and it worked. Let me get this storm track off of here. And by golly, I received my other new microphone from FedEx, and it worked too, so I got a spare now. Actually, Amazon had it drop shipped from Gigaparts. I was surprised at that. Gigaparts usually has a little bit of everything. I never thought about ordering it there. So I have an old microphone and a brand new one now, and it'll fit the car or the truck. So when they get old like that, sometimes it's best to have a spare one, because you might not be able to find a part for it someday.
These days, you might as well buy two of everything. Oh, me. Well, what was I going to tell you about that? I've got an old Elenco 2-meter rig that bit the dust, and I spent over $100 on it, and it's not working. So, or it's not working well, and so I've took one of the knobs off I needed on one of my speakers, and I had to shorten it a little bit, but other than that, it works great.
Good. Well, I'm looking at the weather, and the gentleman on channel 4, and it looks like it's pretty much going to rain most everywhere after a while, that's for sure. And Cedric's his name. He's a black gentleman. Very good weather forecaster, matter of fact. And the one on channel 7 are also good. Both good stations. Yeah, that tickled me that both of those worked, because the color code was not anywhere near the same on that mic cable that I got. And it was only like $11. And I thought, I'm glad I ordered the new mic. Well, I got to checking it, and even though it was different color code, they went to the right spot. So I was sure I wasn't going to fry anything, and I went and tried it, and it worked fine. And I tried the new one out with a K2 call this afternoon. A gentleman that, he might run the net at night, I don't know. What was his name, Bernice? Oh, you went out there. Wayne earlier, and then I talked to Ed, I think it was, or Eric, and they both worked just fine, got good reports on them, so that's a plus. This is your OTR, and it is getting darker.
CPA, yeah, sounds good. Bought one for this radio, the transmit switch. Just working on it, and so I took it apart, and it's a button and a circuit board, and a little tiny circuit board. There's nothing you can do to fix it, really. So I just ordered another mic, and it says ICOM on it, but what I paid for it, I'm sure it's not manufactured by ICOM.
A couple of ICOM mics last year or year before, I don't know, I lose track of time. I give Dave one, and I got one, and oh, guys, it was very reasonable. Now, I'm talking to you on the ICOM now, and the ones in the cars are ASU 7800. This is an ICOM 208, which they don't make it anymore, but these were Chinese lookalikes, and they worked just fine. And I don't remember what I get for them, probably $15 or so, $15, $20, somewhere in that area. But the one for the ASU today, that was $60.
Well, yeah, that's about, I think I paid like $17 or something for this. That wasn't, I mean, taxes and shipping. I don't know if I paid shipping or not. We got it from Amazon. I didn't have to pay shipping. But anyway, I've been waiting on this cable for, I needed a specific cable for my TV, and I've been waiting on it for weeks, and my wife ordered some vitamin C, and they both came yesterday, and she ordered the vitamin C the day before.
This is Gerald TR. The wind's picking up, and it's getting real dark out there, and I may have to shut down here. I don't know. I don't get too concerned about it, but the lightning starts flying, I'll shut her down. and it's coming directly at us. I'm looking at it on the radar. It's in the north end of Robinson. We're at the south end of Robinson Lake, basically. But, yeah, it's amazing what Amazon can do from their distribution centers. Now, this microphone come from Alabama. You know, the good thing about it was when I put that mic cable on, usually you get into these mics and you'll have to solder over to a little bitty solder pad and trying to hold it down to it and solder it and not goof up the surface mount technology stuff next to it or over temp or, you know, causing the circuit board to come loose. I've done a lot of integrated circuit soldering, and I don't have a problem with that till you get down to surface mount technology, and I just don't mess with that. But what was nice with this Yaesu was it had the strain relief hermetically sealed onto it where it went into the mic and a notch for it, and it had one of those little bitty tiny plugs that are maybe 3/32 thick and about an inch long, you know. You just plugged it in, put the three screws back in, you was good to go.
Icon takes a, I think it's called, now I'm having a moment here. Anyway, it's the cable that you normally would use with a computer, and it's that way on both ends. It plugs into the mic and the radio. So I just, I went, and I don't like that coiled cord, so I just went and bought a straight one, a flat one, at Walmart, and you know, it works great, and it doesn't get all tangled up because the radio is under the seat.
Roger. Well, mine, let me see. In the truck, mine's under the seat, I think. In the car, it's in the trunk. And that was fun, running the number 8 cable all the way to the trunk from the battery. But it's been there a long time. I ran it in clear plastic tubing, and it's really done a good job. And I had the fellows down there at the shop I go to down in Duncan install it for me, because I wasn't able. And I had the wire, and I had it all made up. All I had to do was run it down there and take some tie wraps, and I had the tie wraps for him. Ooh, there goes the TV signal, so I'm pretty sure we got seconds, and it's going to be blammy here outside. Oh, shoot. Yeah, mine use the kind. They look like what you plug an old telephone headset in with, that type of a connector, and I can't remember the name of it. I got the tools to put them on with, and I'm glad I didn't have to, because they are tiny little buggers.
All right, well, I'm here, so I'm going to jump out, check in, and change my shoes, and pray these clouds don't bust loose with the rain. I can see it coming. Anyway, 73 is Tom and 0TRK before CPA clear.
Okay, Dave, string that tennis racket with copper wire bare and just let it dangle down to the ground down there and get a long cord. You have your own personal lightning rod. 73's, have a good time. Send 0TR clear. I'm now QRT.